Yeah, it's on page 322. This is from The Holy Incident and the Attraction of God. Page 322, paragraph 2, sentence 1. Our task is but to continue as fast as possible the necessary process of looking straight at all the interference and seeing it exactly as it is. Right. What it means to see it exactly as it is that it's a defense. I am depressed, I'm anxious, I'm sick, I'm this, that, and the other thing because I'm afraid of being peaceful. Because I'm afraid of remembering who I am. Because I'm afraid of realizing that I'm a mind and not a body. That's what we have to do. I see it exactly as it is. I look straight at the interference, which is some aspect of the ego's thought system, some aspect of specialness. And I realize my mind chose this to keep the light away. There's a light in you the world cannot perceive. There's a light in me my body cannot perceive. So I make my body front and center. I'm anxious, I'm depressed, I'm sick. I have this important meeting coming up. I'm going to lose my job. I have lost my job. All right? You know, something's wrong with me. And we realize that we are choosing that because we're afraid of the light. We're afraid of who we really are. That's all I have to do is realize that. And then I could be peaceful, and I could be kind and gentle with myself and patient with myself and say, obviously I'm still afraid of the light because look what I'm doing. But learning that is a tremendous step. That'll save you 1,000 years. See, again, I think I was emphasizing yesterday, what makes this course so helpful is that it's gentle. We are not asked to be ego-free. We're simply asked to see the ego exactly as it is. That's what we're asked to do. You know, we're never told to see our brother sinless. We're asked to ask ourselves, do I really wish to see him sinless? Not that I have to see him sinless. Of course you're not going to see him sinless. That's why you're here, because you don't want to see him sinless. So all we're asked to do I really wish to see him sinless? And then if I say no, which is obvious if I'm judging, or seeking to understand someone else, all right, as a way of avoiding looking at what my ego is doing, then I say, all right, I'm still afraid. But now I know clearly what I'm doing, and I don't try to rationalize or justify or spiritualize what I'm doing. I simply say, yes, I'm afraid. What the other person has done or has not done is not my concern. I have these blinders on. All I'm concerned about is how am I looking at that person. Right. At the end of the workbook, in that beautiful section, What Am I? It says, our task is only to give welcome to the truth. Well, the way I give welcome to the truth is to forgive myself for not giving welcome to the truth. It's to look at the interference means you don't look at the light, you don't look at the love, you look at your guilt and the projections of the guilt. And you see them exactly as it is. All right. Later on in the text, in the context of suffering, Jesus says the way out of all suffering is to look at the problem as it is and not the way you've set it up. Exactly what he's saying here. Look at the interference. Look at the problem as it is, not the way you've set it up. The way you've set it up is the world is impinging on me. My mental disorder is impinging on me. My body is impinging on me. So I'm depressed. I'm anxious. I wake up sick. Well, that's not true. It's my mind has chosen this as a distraction against the truth. It has chosen some aspect of darkness so I don't experience the light. And that's what I see. And then I stop. That's all it says to do. Our task is but to continue as fast as possible the necessary process. Necessary. As a student of this course, that's what's necessary. Of looking straight at all the interference and seeing it exactly as it is. And to realize how quickly we want to put the interference outside of us. You're the interference. The way you drive, the way you look, the way you smell, the way you talk, the way you behave. Or I look at my own body. You know, that's the interference. I don't like the way my body looks. I don't like the way my body is falling apart. I don't like the way my body thinks or feels. So looking at it exactly as it is realizing that it's my mind choosing to separate from love and then projecting the blame onto something or someone outside of me. And my body is as much outside of my mind as your body is outside of my mind. And that's all I have to do. Then I just stop. And then I'm peaceful with that. Yes, it's my ego's choice, but once I made it, it's neutral. And if I agonize over it, if I blame myself or anyone else, or the course, that's always a favorite one, all right, then it's an attempt to go right back to my ego and my mind and protect it by saying it's not my mind that has chosen this, it's someone else out there. And just see it. That's all you have to do. Again, that's why Jesus says this course is easy. He is not asking us to undo the ego. He's asking us to look at the ego without judgment. You know, he says, look at the ego, and he says, call it not sin, invest it not with guilt, and above all, be not afraid of it. Right? Look at your ego. Look at someone else's ego. Don't call it sinful. Don't feel guilty, and don't be afraid. And if you let go of the sin and the guilt and the fear, what's left is peace. Because sin, guilt, and fear are the defense against peace. It's the shield of darkness that keeps the light of peace away. So if I could look at my ego's choice to wake up depressed or anxious or sick or apprehensive about something, and I could look at that and realize what it is and not judge myself for it, that saves me 1,000 years. That's what the miracle is.